And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with the Justice Department, who's finally doing what it should have been doing all along, protecting election integrity. The DOJ filed suit against North Carolina over the state's sloppy voter registration system that allowed people to register without providing basic identification, like a driver's license. Speaking of elections, Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama announced his desire to run for Alabama governor. The former coach is leaning heavily into his Trump ties, declaring he'll put Alabama first while working with the president nationally. The Trump administration's clean out of institutional corruption continues with a June 6th deadline for federal agencies to terminate their contracts with Harvard University. The roughly $100 million in contracts are being pulled over Harvard's persistent racial discrimination in admissions and hiring. And if you want to see where unchecked government power leads, look across the pond. A 41-year-old British babysitter named Lucy Conley was just sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Her crime? Posting a tweet that was online for exactly 3.5 hours. What was the tweet, you ask? Well, she expressed frustration after a Rwandan migrant son murdered 3 little girls at a dance studio in Southport. Meanwhile, the same British justice system gave a suspended sentence to a 21-year-old who threw bricks while wearing a mask during counter-protests. Physical violence seems to get a pass, but you can't be mean to people on the internet. No, you gotta go to prison for that. Welcome to our new reality. Some welcome news on the health front. The CDC has finally removed the COVID vaccine recommendations for healthy pregnant women and children. The administration is also tightening immigration security by freezing all new student visa interviews while preparing expanded social media vetting requirements. This hits elite universities where it hurts, as international students represent nearly 30% of Harvard's student body and provide massive revenue streams. Parents are getting another reminder that institutional capture extends beyond universities. The American Parents Coalition is warning families that YMCA camps nationwide allow boys in girls' showers and cabins based on gender identity. One of the camps in Minnesota explicitly states that biological females uncomfortable sharing facilities with males should find alternate spaces because apparently girls' privacy matters less than the feelings of boys. And the gender ideology enforcement continues in California, where a biological male just won 2 division titles in girls' track and field, with President Trump calling out Governor Gavin Newsom directly, threatening to freeze federal funding if the state doesn't comply with his executive order protecting women's sports. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.